It's all about the issues. The topics we hide underneath our tongues.
I'm a graduate with a BSc. I'm on the streets.
The Nihoho podcast is where we have conversations with vulnerability at the center.
What do we think about money? Is it our money? Is it my money? Is it your money?
The gloves come off and hands are made bare.
Because I've lived in a lot of places, dealt with a lot of people.
Let's get naked. I'm Olori Boye Ajayi, and this is Nihoho, the podcast.
If you are a hustler, you are already an investor. Why don't you move yourself to a higher form of investment to support your work, put food on the table, put a roof over your head? Let me help you and just cut the guy loose, because your time is a form of investment. If I'm going to be someone in your life that's going to help you with your finances, I first of all have to understand how you spend your time and your attention, because those two things are currencies on their own. Hey guys, oh my goodness, how's it going? Like, the response from yesterday's post though. So you know what? I thought rather than just do a post, an Instagram one, I'm just gonna throw it down on my podcast, okay? At this rate, we're gonna break the table, we're gonna shatter the glass, and guess what? We're gonna buy the whole building back. Yep, that's what we're gonna do. At the rate we're going, yeah, it's looking like that, because I'm about to bring it real, you know? So today's podcast title is You Are Not a Runs Babe, okay? And I really wanted to shed more light even before the Max Out event. Oh yeah, by the way, you do need to register for the Max Out event for you to get the lowdown. I have a surprise guest and let's just say it's gonna be something else. Honestly, like, when we talk about money, me and her, like, we just go into some like levels and realms and all of that. And we're going to be showing you guys some pretty cool stuff that you'd probably, you know, we're not too sure how to place it in your life where money is concerned. But anyway, back to today's episode. Now, I started with the statement, only married men are attracted to me. And when I hear that statement, I'm like, this woman doesn't even understand what she just said. Like, this woman is next level superpower Voltron type woman. But no, she wants to just limit this thing that she is able to attract to men. What? No, you are not a runs babe. You are not a runs babe. I need to say that one more time. You are not a runs babe. And here's what it is, right? So in my post today, I said that if you can attract married men, why can't you attract money? The law of attraction is just you thinking about something long enough, consistently, over a time period, and that thing will actualize, literally. That's what it is. So if you are thinking of getting one particular man, you know, and you are thinking about it like, ah, this guy, he has what I need, although he's married, yeah. We will come to that on another episode, yeah. We'll come to that on another episode, because, you know, I think when I hear that someone can attract a human being to themselves, wow, I'm like, you attracted a spiritual and physical thing, but you don't want to use that superpower to attract just a thing? No. Because money toasts you as well. I said it this morning. Money is toasting you as I'm speaking. But you didn't think it was money. You thought it was stress. You thought you didn't even know that it was you. So a simple example of how money toasts you. For example, when you were asked, oh, Titi, do you know anyone that supplies anything, you know, like bleach or a fabric or dollars, FX. Like, guys, I'm gonna bring it to you today. That is one of my businesses. People don't even know. OBA, Habi BDC, you didn't know. I have, hey, go do. Oh, you think I left England to come to Nigeria? Or now that I'm not even in Nigeria, I'm in another West African country. You thought what? That I came to Nigeria to be one thing out of all, with all my genius? No. We're not doing that. No. I'm not going to let anyone box me into who I am, right? I am a businesswoman, and that's what I do best. I don't have any other gift. All I know is how to make money work. That's how I do it, okay? But so when people say to you, oh, do you have anyone that does this? Or can you help us with somebody that does this? In one day, the amount of OBA, do you know anyone? Look, I have programmed my brain that when anybody says OBA, do you know anyone that, believe me, I'm the person, except I'm not interested. It got so bad. I think it was like some 5 months ago, right? I was giving my mentees jobs that I didn't want to do anymore. Maybe the profit was like 1M, 500K. Nah. Ain't about that. Because let me say this to you. If you are a so-called, I don't, like I said, you are not a runs babe, so I'm not calling you that. If you are a hustler, let's leave it as that for now, right? Because we have to move you from hustler mode to investor mode. You are already an investor. Let me help you. If there is a man that you are spending time with, trust me, you are already investing in him. Because your time is a form of investment. If I'm going to be someone in your life that's going to help you with your finances, I first of all have to understand how you spend your time and your attention. Because those two things are currencies on their own. But you think because you're not spending the money currency on this baba, somebody's daddy, hey, you think it's not a form of investment? Honey, you are an investor. But you're just investing in the wrong thing. Because that one, interestingly, the dividends, though, let's not lie. Like, I'll bring it to you. Back before Jesus saved some of us, we know what we was up to, right? And I'm sorry to somebody's daddy out there, right? We know what we were like. We enjoyed the returns on that investment because we know that at least, though, some kind of money is coming out. And hey, I don't want to trivialize those who've had to do this because your parents didn't step up, right? I'm sorry that you had to be a hustler so early because your family don't have what it takes to send you to school, to uni, you know. And I know that some people are in relationships they don't want to be in. I know that. I know you are tired of relying on this one guy or maybe a couple if you're like really bad, like, yeah. And I said you are bad. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's bad. It's bad. Married, he's a married man, right? End of story. There's no sugarcoat in that. So here's what I'm going to say to you, honey. You are already an investor. You are investing your time in a married man to support your work, put food on the table, put a roof over your head. Why don't you move yourself to a higher form of investment and just cut the guy loose? Cut him loose. Cut him loose. You've even accepted so much rubbish because of this. And I know he paid your way through school. I know he paid for your rent. I know he's been paying for your baby girl lifestyle. Hello. But I also know you are tired of attracting the wrong attention. So guess what? You are not the problem. In fact, you are not a problem. Stop thinking, oh, why is it that I'm single and I'm just attracting married men? Or if you're married like me and you're saying, goodness gracious, why is it that I am just attracting married men? You need to channel this superpower. They've told you that it's, you know, you shouldn't just be a runs girl. You know, why? If they're not breaking it down to you, then honey, you will go back. Because, I mean, who wants to starve? Who wants to be without a home, right? If you have that superpower, I need you to be at the Max Out event happening for those in Nigeria. So if you're a Nigerian in Nigeria, you need to be at the Max Out event, because I'm going to break it down. Remember, I told you, some of you are so good with this thing, eh? You have a target. You've seen the guy online and you're like, give me 30 days. I will bring this guy down. Hey, only you. My two hands are up. Only you. Ha. So if you are like that and you are a, you have this conquest mindset where you just want to conquer the person, conquer the guy, you know, because you, that's what you like to do. In fact, now it gives you like a rush where you see someone's husband, he's giving you the signals and you get him, he gets you in the party or online and all of that. Because I hope you know, online, when some guy sends you, or when he likes your picture, I hope you know, like it's like a hello, how you doing? And you too, you say thanks for your kind words. That's like a response of, hey, how you doing, right? That is how signals will be popping off. Don't waste your energy anymore. Stop wasting your energy. Because the truth is, you are becoming an addict to power. But guess what? Not every power is just created. Some destroy. You are creating a power that it might be too big for you to handle eventually. And I'll prove it, because you are still in a trap you don't want to be in. If you do not channel this superpower you have to bringing you money, legit money, business, you will ruin your life by giving married men your attention. End of story. I'm sorry. That's how it's going to work. Leave him alone. I know it gets tough, but if you can invest your time to yield such ROI, return on investment, you need to be getting yourself in the proper, legit investment space. I'm telling you. And I really want to help. I really want to help. Because, you know, when I realized that, man, Obi, you sabi. And for those who are non-Nigerian, you sabi means, girl, you got this. What? I knew I was onto something. So guys, listen, I can have 15,000 naira in my account. I'm talking about right now. I can have 15K. 15,000 naira in dollars is probably like, I don't know, maybe like 20 or about just less than $30. I can have $30. I can have about 20 pounds in my account right now. By the end of the day, I kid you not, I am so confident in the superpower of channeling my mind to say I am coming back to my bank balance by the end of today, and it's going to have nothing less than $2,000. I know how to make that happen. And that's what I want to teach you at Max Out. That's what we're going to be teaching you in this particular program, right? So don't forget, Max Out is our first level event. That's how we are going to bring you, you know, to meet with what we have available. We need to re-educate people, guys. This is what's happening. For me now, financial literacy is not even just understanding how to make, manage, and multiply money. For me, this is now about a pandemic. We have another pandemic on our hands that the pandemic has created. Hey, because now people are relying on stuff that is not sure. Look at the news of the girl that killed that guy. In the young girl, she's a runs babe. Look, how can that young girl? So guys, for those who don't know, we had a situation in Nigeria where a CEO, I think he owns some form of, I can't remember, like cable. I think he owns a cable company, right? And he's, I don't know his age. This guy was killed by she was less than 25. I'm sure she was less than 25. I don't know her age, but she was less than 25. She killed the CEO of a company. Do you know the level of energy this girl was operating at? The level of vibration this chick was operating at for her to be able to conquer a CEO, bring him to his knees, and then his death. Ah, investors, yakpa. I'm sorry, they are all out there. What? I was just looking at the babe when everybody was reading the story and all in their own way, like, hey, can you imagine? Hey, wonders shall never end. I was just looking at this chick like, this girl is a... Hey, if you give that girl the right environment, the right knowledge about money and this thing she's able to do, she will bring down any business. She will build any business. She will build any business, but she doesn't have the know-how, right? I know women come into money these days. Look, let's not, I have like a whole, like, I have a whole, what do I call it now? Array of topics. If you think the businesswoman who is giving you tips online is richer than a Ron's babe, a proper premium mono, you're lying. Like, let's not even lie. But what I'm looking at, I'm targeting those people that have relied too long on a married man. It just does my head in. And listen, I've already told you that before Jesus saved some of us, we know where we were. But we're not there. In fact, we borrowed the married man money for his business. Bro. Ha. Anyway, there are levels to this thing. Money, power, and sex. If you're addicted to any of them, I've said it in my post, it's not a bad thing. But you've got to understand how to channel this. And that channeling takes work. It takes mastery. It takes subjecting yourself to a level of control, right? Don't let what you can do with these so-called men end there. End what you have with them, and let's move you to operating at a higher level of return, a higher level of operation, and you building the biggest business you've ever built. It's the same energy, same, right? Because how you do one thing is how you do everything. That's how I know that when you get in the right environment about money and how it works, I know you're going to build a very crazy, massive business. But don't be scared. Don't be scared. Not everything you see online is real, you know. So anyway, for those who don't know what the Max Out event is, just, you know, go on my page on Instagram at Olori Boye. The Max Out event is going to be our way. And when I say our, I have experts on the table. Tomi Balogun. I have Tomi Arayomi. Did I just say, see, I always mix that up. Tobi Arayomi. I have Somi Adegoke. I have, you know, Olayinka Anthony. I have people from the UK, like, they are coming and they're going to be showing us how to do this. But it's just a teaser, right? So when we finish that Max Out event, and for those in Nigeria, it's going to be 8th of August. And for those who are not in Nigeria, so if you don't live in Nigeria, it's going to be the 15th of August. They are both Sundays. So we want you to be chilled with your pen, your paper, your recorder, and a nice cool drink. And we want you to come and sit at the table to hear what you've been missing out on, what you can do better, and how to stop wasting your money, all right? And your energy. So lock those dates down. You can register for this Max Out event at bit.ly/capital-winher. Win her. So that's it's just bit.ly/win-her. So register there, and I look forward to seeing you at the Max Out event. Hey, let's connect. Let's talk some more. I am going to post an excerpt of this to kind of just hear you guys online as well, on the different platforms where I engage with you, which is Instagram, Facebook, and of course on the pages where you'll be hearing this episode. It's been cool chatting with you guys after, you know, a few weeks, I think, or months. It has maybe 2 months. I haven't really spoken to those who subscribed to my podcast. And guess what? We're going to be having so many more things coming out. I am so excited and scared at the same time. I'm not even going to lie. But yeah, let me go and finish my popcorn again as I round up. Catch you guys at the Max Out event.
It's all about the issues. The topics we hide underneath our tongues.
I'm a graduate with a BSc. I'm on the streets.
The Nihoho podcast is where we have conversations with vulnerability at the center.
What do we think about money? Is it our money? Is it my money? Is it your money?
The gloves come off and hands are made bare.
Because I've lived in a lot of places, dealt with a lot of people.
Let's get naked. I'm Olori Boye Ajayi, and this is Nihoho, the podcast.